Speaking of flamboyance, they're really into desserts, aren't they?
Oh, they love sweets. I mean, this is a sugar nation.
That's right. The sugar cane's a good deal, huh? What are the sugar nation sweets like? So,
well, coconut sugar, fantastic. Custards, sugared custards.
Now, do people still go for the Cuba Libre?
Absolutely.
I mean, do they go for it like politically? Do you drink it to make a statement?
No, not at all.
What was that? Where did that come from? Did people drink it to like Viva Cuba or something?
I don't know where the term came from.
Cuba Libre.
All I know is it's another drink that I enjoy.
And it's basically rum and coke. What is exactly? Do you know what makes a pure classic Cuba Libre?
It's just rum and coke with a dash of lemon.
Some lemon, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was down in Nicaragua. They had a Managua Libre.
Oh.
Same thing.
Of course, you've got a Cuba Libre. You've got to have a good cigar.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. That's going local. Now, do anybody go there for the drug scene or?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, Cuba is really strict on drugs.
Okay, so there's not.
And they cooperate with the U.S. on it too.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah, you never hear Americans complaining.
Well, it's
about
been a hot and cold issue. I mean, the Americans have not been as receptive to it in many ways as you know, the Cubans have opened up to policing with the U.S. Coast Guard, etc.